Can I tell you something? See, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, so maybe I should just keep it to myself. You know what? That seems like the better option. Forget I said anything. I'm not going to tell you what I was going to say. I don't want to make things awkward between us. You're already so shy around me to begin with. I don't want to add anything to the elixir that will make it implode. You have only just started opening up to me and showing a more emotional side. I don't need to add anything to the mix that's going to set our relationship back a few weeks. I like you better now than when you were that stoic professional. I can actually make jokes with you. I can tease you and have fun. Oh, don't groan. You might not enjoy all the jokes, but I know I can get a smirk out of you. You also don't mind when I tease you a bit, when I make you fluster from a few simple words and a look. If I tell you what I'm feeling right now, it's only going to put a wrench into our relationship, so I say we ignore it. Let's just enjoy the rest of the ride in silence. I think Acton is less than a day's travel from here. Okay, fine, I'll tell you. Will that make you stop asking? You're insufferable. All right, fine, fine. But you can't let this make our relationship more difficult, nor can you be embarrassed. Promise me that, and I'll tell you. It's just, I can feel how turned on you're getting from riding me. And it's not your fault, of course. Straddling my body and feeling every bump, it's sure to rub against you. The constant motion of me taking steps, it creates this friction and it's dragging against you. It was bound to happen. You're only human after all. I genuinely don't blame you for getting turned on riding my back. It's a perfectly normal reaction to have when I'm between your legs like this. It's been keeping your mouth shut as well, if I'm being honest. Have you been focusing all your energy on keeping your mouth quiet so that your voice wouldn't betray how I was making you feel? Because you've been way more quiet than you normally are. Normally, I can't shut you up, and right now, you're as quiet as a mouse. So why aren't you letting out a peep? What was that? I didn't quite hear that attempt at a squeak. Use your words, sweetheart. That's what I wanted to hear. Your pretty voice is struggling to keep composure from your own arousal. I can feel how turned on you are. Your body is letting me know exactly how you're feeling, what you're wanting. Do you want to keep playing this game or should we stop? Remind me of your safe word, sweetheart. Good. Now we can officially play. I mean, what kind of a pervert gets turned on when their friend is allowing them a free ride? I was kind enough to let you ride on my back while we make our way to Acton, but I'm starting to rethink that decision. It seems my traveling companion likes to be a filthy pervert, getting off on discreetly playing with themselves. It's sad. Folks like you make me sick, sweetheart. If you had asked, it would have been a completely different story. But you assumed that I would say yes, didn't you? And now you're all embarrassed and flustered. But you can't seem to stop moving against me, can you? No need to stop just because you've been called out, sweetheart. It's cute that you think that somehow stopping is going to make me think highly of you. Like you haven't already been ingrained in my head as a pervert. Getting off on fucking yourself while the other person is aware and can feel you. That's something you should be ashamed of, sweetheart. That you're so fucking slutty that you can't even go one trip without getting yourself off. You're such a whore, sweetheart. Is that the real reason you decided to start traveling? You wanted to fuck someone in every town? Fuck your way across the globe? An eager little pervert like yourself is sure to love when a stranger uses their body as it's intended. See, most people have better control of their own bodies. They don't get turned on while their friend is doing them such a big favor. But not you. Isn't that right, sweetheart? Do you even have the dignity to not get turned on when riding your friend? That's right. You don't. You keep feeling the grinding motion against you. My strong body carrying you like you're nothing, and it makes you feel all tingly inside. Never been treated so delicately in your life. I think princess treatment is something that you should get used to, sweetheart. Being a slutty adventurer suits you much better than this, I don't know, what are you doing? This phony hero facade you're using as an excuse? Doesn't this feel more true to yourself? To your nature? I mean, I've only known you a few short months, and I know that this, you being a little slut on my back, this is closer to the real you. Oh, don't let my tone and condemnation of your behavior stop you from feeling good. It's not like you have a reputation to protect or dignity to keep. Those aren't very becoming of a slut who gets turned on so easily. You don't even have to acknowledge your presence. As long as you're being touched, you get all horny and desperate, don't you, sweetheart? Oh, that's it? Doesn't it feel good to work your hips against my back? You don't have to worry about anyone seeing us. It's only you, me, the trees, and whatever animals live near this road. It's absolutely perfect for a slutty pervert like yourself. That way you can be as loud as you want. You were trying so hard to keep those noises contained. Like, that was the only thing stopping me from feeling how turned on you got. You must think everyone is as stupid as you if you thought that would work. Oh, that's it. I adore how you sound, sweetheart. Are you trying to hold off on your own orgasm? There's still plenty of land left to travel. If you are already trying not to come, do you know what that means? Oh, come on. I'm sure you have some idea. But if you have been edged so much by now that you're too stupid to think for yourself, then I'll take pity on you and tell you. It means that if you come now, you're still going to be feeling the friction between your thighs. It seems like we are going to be seeing just how many orgasms it takes for you to beg me to let you down because you can walk on your own all of a sudden. Oh, don't be like that. You're going to love it because anything that is shameful and degrading like this only makes you feel that much better, right? It makes that adrenaline pump through your veins and your orgasm keep building. Your hips rocking with every step I take. You're trying to find the spot that has the most pleasure, right? You just love grinding against my strong back, huh, little slut? Yeah. Yeah, of course you do. Feeling how easily I can support your weight. Your muscles tensing and moving underneath every thrust of your own hips. Moaning as you wrap your hands around my exposed waist. That's my good slut. There's no reason to pretend that this doesn't feel good. That riding me around like this doesn't have an effect on you. That's why you're moaning on my back, my body. You're moving all erratically. All of that is because I so clearly am not having an effect on you. Right, sweetheart? I didn't quite catch that. For someone who is so clearly in the right frame of mind and not at all pleasure drunk, you seem to not be able to speak so well. Tell me again how this isn't affecting you, sweetheart. Make sure to pronounce those words for me this time. Even like this, you can't admit how much you're enjoying this feeling. That's a real shame for you, my little pervert. See, if you had just said it, then I would have sped up my pace. I would have encouraged this lewd behavior and talked to you through your orgasm all sweet and gently. But you don't deserve that. Not when you can't even be honest with me. I'm just trying to help my slutty friend out. Take care of you how you need to be taken care of. It's clear that you've ignored your more physical needs for a while with how prettily you're coming apart from me. That orgasm, it's like a wave. It just keeps building up and getting higher and higher. It's getting bigger by the second, and you're just waiting for the inevitable crash to flood your system, aren't you? I thought so. That's the only thing a pervert like you cares about. Your own pleasure. Your own orgasm. It doesn't matter who's involved as long as you get an orgasm out of it. It's quite sad how easy it is to reduce you to such a sorry state. You're supposed to be a hero, aren't you? Some sort of adventurer who takes down monsters and defeats evil. You protect the civilians from, I don't know, dragons. I can't take you seriously because, from where I'm looking, you aren't so big or scary. You're cheap and slutty. Those who oppose you only have to treat you like a dirty whore, and you would instantly be on their side, wouldn't you? You're such a desperate fucking pervert, sweetheart. Being able to get off just from this, it only shows me how low you will go for an orgasm. Dignity doesn't mean anything to you anymore. Having self-control only gets in the way of orgasming. Having composure? Well, that proves to be invaluable for yourself. The only thing you need is to be obedient and slutty. That's how you survived this long on your adventure. Isn't that true? Can't afford a night at the end? Just offer up one of your holes to the innkeeper. That'll at least get you a bed to sleep in. Oh, don't whine, sweetheart. It's not becoming of a slut who thinks they're entitled to things. Why don't you just keep your attention on how good it feels to ride me? Yeah, see? Isn't that much better? The constant friction edging you closer to that orgasm. That wave building up higher and higher, and you're not sure how much longer you're going to be able to last. Do you think that wave is going to keep building? You aren't even sure if you want to come, or you just want this moment to last, to be kept on edge forever, to feel this amount of pleasure for the rest of your life. Always just almost there. Always about to come. Almost about to have the relief you're so desperately seeking. The only issue is that once you get relief, it's not going to stop. You're still going to be on my back. You're still going to be straddling me as I carry you. You're still going to feel pressure against yourself as we go forwards. That relief is going to switch to overstimulation, then pain, and then maybe even another orgasm. Enough to make you hate yourself and want to cut off anything that ever gave you even a little bit of sexual pleasure. Fat tears rolling down your pretty face as you beg to walk on your own two feet. Oh, I'm imagining it now, and you're always just so lovely when you're pitiful, sweetheart. Oh, you're so pretty for me. Keep going. Keep working yourself closer to your own orgasm for me. Yeah, that's it. Doing so good. I can already feel your thighs clenching, your body shaking. You're getting so close, aren't you? You're going to come in the middle of the woods just like a pervert. You're going to shout and moan, and only the trees are going to bear witness to such a beautiful event. They aren't even aware of how lucky they are to see you like this. Lost to your own needs and desires, furiously rubbing yourself against me. You want to come so badly for me. Don't you, sweetheart? I didn't quite hear that. Say it again, but louder this time, sweetheart. What do you want? You want to come? I'm not sure if that's something you're capable of handling. We still have quite a while to travel. If I start letting you orgasm now, then you're going to pass out by the time we actually enter the town. That won't look too good on me, you know, entering a new place with a passed out slut on my back. Tears staining their face as the rest of their body just uselessly flops around. Having an entire town's first impression of you being all fucked out is too cruel to do, even for me. It's not that you don't deserve it. Everyone should know what a dirty pervert you are, just like it should be common knowledge how easy it is to get into your pants. But if you were sleeping, well, that would leave you open to the chance of being taken advantage of. You might be a pervert, sweetheart, but you're my pervert. Someone has to take care of a slut like you. The last shreds of your dignity left the second you started fucking yourself against my back, thinking you were being sneaky. Like I couldn't feel it. Like I wouldn't notice you getting more and more turned on. Like I wouldn't hear your breathy moans and feel your body shake the closer you got. Oh, you want to come so badly, don't you, sweetheart? Then fine. Beg me for it. Why should I let you come right now instead of right before we get into town? Spoken like someone desperate to come and willing to say anything to get it. You can come for me, sweetheart. You were already pretty close when I caught you, weren't you? Now you have my permission. Come for me, sweetheart. You couldn't resist fucking yourself against me like some kind of pervert. The least you could do is orgasm around me and show me just how good I make you feel. I think I'm owed at least that, considering you've been using my body to get yourself off. So come for me, sweetheart. Come on. Yeah, just like that. That's it, sweetheart. So good for me, coming while riding me. Just like I told you to. You're so perfect, sweetheart. Aw, look at you. You're coming down off the high of coming and you're already regretting your decision, aren't you? I told you I wasn't going to stop just because you came. You're still going to have me right up against you, all that friction getting you more turned on. Is it painful yet? Aw, poor thing. But again, I told you that I wasn't stopping just because you've orgasmed. And I'm not letting you walk because you're only going to slow down the travel by a few days. You wanted to come. Now you have to deal with becoming oversensitive. Look, it's not my fault someone can't keep it in their pants when they're straddling me. If you don't want to be overstimulated, then maybe you shouldn't fuck yourself against my back when you know there's still a few more hours of travel. You brought this on yourself. I'm not helping. If you aren't going to be helpful, then just sit there in silence and suffer for me. That's so much better.